Welcome to the Natural Healthcare Show. If you struggle with weight or belly fat, have metabolism issues, or find it hard to fall asleep but are always tired, Dr. Brian Foley is here to lead you on a path to better health through a natural approach to healthcare. If you would like to talk to Dr. Brian Foley, give us a call at 615-737-9986. Now, here's your hosts for today's show, Dr. Brian Foley.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley, your natural health care doctor, and we've been doing this show for quite a while, about 8 years now, and hopefully helping a lot of people out there. I know a lot of you listeners have come to my office and have improved in your health, and we've been doing whatever we can to get you well. As long as it's natural, that's what we do in my office. We use 100%, well, not 100%, but I'd say about 90% of what we need to use in the office is whole food. The other would be nutraceuticals. We use those sparingly. The other would be also herbs. We never do really talk a lot about herbs. I kind of lump them in with the vitamins. But we use a lot of herbs. They come from Australia. They're very high-quality herbs. There's a whole other company out there that's really good with herbs. It's called Systemic Formulas. They also blend a lot of good herbs. You got to be careful with what you buy out there on the open market, because it's like the Wild West. Anything goes out there, and you might not be getting as good quality herbs as you would like to. So before we get started here, we're going to go to the phones here for just a minute. We'll talk to Rich. Rich, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
How you doing today?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Oh, good. Hey, enjoying your show. I just had a quick question about testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 53, and I thought about doing some natural testosterone boosters to help me in the gym versus having to take injections.
Correct.
And I was going to see what you recommend as any like supplements I could take before I went that route.
Yeah. Now, have you ever been tested for testosterone to see if it was low, or is this just something you want to kind of as preventive type of thing?
Something I'm doing, you know, on my own, really.
Okay. Well, if you ever do get your testosterone tested, the best way that I know to get it tested is through a saliva test. That gives us the free hormones that are available to the body. A lot of times when you go to the medical doctors, they will have a blood test, and that's bound to proteins. So you really don't, it's not available to the body. But a couple of things that would help. We have a product. First of all, we want to make sure that all the glands and organs that actually make testosterone are in good health. And we have a product called Simplex M. Simplex M stands for male. And it's one product. It covers all of the hormonal glands in the body. It's very good. I think every male should be on this. But it covers the pituitary, the thyroid, the adrenals, the ovaries, the testes. It's all in one product called Simplex M. Now, if we're trying to stimulate testosterone a little bit more, we may want to put in a herb called tribulus. Tribulus is known to increase testosterone and bring testosterone to natural levels. And then there's one other one. Can't even think of its name now, but it's used mainly for testosterone. It's another good one for testosterone here, and I will think of the name in just a minute here. For some reason, I got MinCheck stuck in my mind, but it's a check, but it's not a MinCheck. So, anyways, if you wanted to get these or give them a try, I would have those three at my office, and you can just call in. But Simplex M, definitely need that to support all the glands and organs. Tribulus is a good herb, and the ones that we have are very potent. You got to be careful if you're buying Tribulus on the open market. You might not know what you're getting, it's very potent. And then the one that's not MinCheck is the other one that would also help in that area too.
So should I just call your office and spoke with you or something?
Yeah, just call my office and just give them your name, and I'll have these under your name, and I'll have the name of the one that I can't remember, too.
Okay, let me, just one other question.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on these injections? Are they good? Are they bad? I mean, because I know some people who are doing them.
Yeah, it's kind of like at the beginning, the person usually feels pretty good, but as time goes on, it kind of wears off. It's kind of like, have you ever shouted at your kids? You have kids?
Oh, yeah.
If you shout at your kids at the beginning, they listen to you, right? But if you keep shouting at them, what happens is they kind of ignore you after a while. It's like, there's dad again. Well, the same with these hormones. At the beginning, the body says, hey, this is pretty good. But then the body gets used to it and it doesn't really do anything. So what they're doing is they are saying, okay, you're low on testosterone, so we'll just add some in. Well, my approach is, let's find out why you're low in the first place and build up the glands and organs to make it.
Okay, yeah, I'm just pretty leery about doing injections, you know. I'd just rather do natural stuff first.
Yeah, if you do the injections, now you got to do them, as far as I know, the rest of your life, supposedly. And also what happens is if you overwhelm the body with those injections, it actually shuts down the production. Like this is the problem that we have with thyroid. People take thyroid medication and they need the medication to feel normal, but it bypasses the thyroid. And what will happen is if you don't use it, you lose it. Well, same with the testes. If you're bypassing the testes that make the testosterone, then you're going to, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So we always try and get the glands and organs working. That's the best approach.
Okay. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Thanks, Rich. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, maybe I need to take that nutrition that gives me better memory, but I will remember what that is, believe me. All right. So we were talking about toxins, basically, and how we're cleaning up the body. And we have three phases for that. The prep phase that almost everybody needs when they come into my office. That's why they come into my office. They got to get those glands and organs up and working again. We got the body phase where we go in and we clean up the liver, the gallbladder, intestinal tract, kidneys. Those are all what we'd call downstream glands and organs that have to be able to push toxins out of the body. And then we have, for some people, we have what we call the brain phase. And this is the phase where we get down into the cellular level and really clean up those cells if we need to. And this could be long term. It could be 30 days for some people, and it could be a year, it could be half a year, it could be 3 months for some people. The brain phase is different for everybody, depending on how many toxins are in your body and where they're stuck at. If they're stuck in the brain, we actually have there's a thing called the blood-brain barrier, and most nutrition will not pass the blood-brain barrier. But we do have a nutritional product that will pass the blood-brain barrier and actually pull out heavy metals that are accumulating around the brain. Now, you got to remember, these heavy metals accumulate in areas of fat. Your brain is basically fat, so if somebody calls you a fathead, that's a compliment, okay? Say thank you. The cells, membranes, those are fat too, and that's where toxins like to accumulate in fat. So it'll be accumulate in the fat areas, and they get stuck in there, and then they cause inflammation. Inflammation is your body's natural response to things like outside invaders, like toxins. It perceives it as a threat. Specifically, it processes in your body white blood cells to protect you from the foreign substance, such as bacteria, viruses, toxins, those kind of things. Now, the problem is when there's an acute situation, like you have an infection and you feel hot. You know, a lot of people, when they have a fever, they try and bring that fever down. Well, that fever's there for a reason. It's there to make the person hot, to make their body hot, to make things and reactions happen faster in the body. But a lot of people try and bring it down. Now, it's not dangerous unless it gets really high. I believe it's over 109 is what you should be careful of. But anything underneath that, you should be okay on. Watch the person, of course. But that's an acute inflammation. But what we're talking about is chronic inflammation, chronic states of inflammation. And the inflammation can lodge in the muscles, the joints, the tissue. Chronic inflammation is a leading cause of many diseases. And this can be physical or neurological, including heart disease. This is a problem that we have with when people get lumped in with fibromyalgia. That to me, that's just a catch-all name. If somebody comes in and says, "Well, I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia," well, that's a multiple problem. We got to take it apart and find out, okay, what is causing that? Where is it coming from? That's a multiple problem condition. So we're going to find out, and there will be inflammation in there, but we got to find out what's causing the inflammation. And inflammation, of course, is associated with a host of different diseases like Crohn's disease. That's one of them. Arthritis is another. Here's a few other ones that chronic inflammation would affect. Inflammation of the heart. It's called myocarditis. Inflammation of the small tubes that transport air to your lungs. Guess what that is? Asthma. That's inflammation in there. Inflammation of the kidneys. These are your nephrons, the ones that filter. That can lead to high blood pressure. I find about 60% of the people that come in, they do have high blood pressure due to kidneys or kidney failure. Kidneys can sneak up on you in a heartbeat, and all of a sudden you have kidney problems. That should be something you check regularly in the blood. There's a blood test for that. And inflammation in the large intestine, which could cause cramps and diarrhea. Some other conditions that are related back to inflammation would be allergies, obesity, sinusitis, of course, Alzheimer's, that's the aluminum in there, heart disease, osteoporosis, diabetes, high blood pressure, chronic pain, there's fibromyalgia again, psoriasis, urinary tract infections, all of these things can be due to inflammation. Now, what's causing the inflammation? Well, if you're listening to me last hour, you would know that inflammation is caused because of the underlying issue of toxins. And we talked about toxins. They're finding 228 toxins in adult people now that are in our body. In the babies, they're finding about 218 different toxins, 75 of which have never been seen in humans before. So we got to be careful with what we're eating. We want to make sure that we're eating good, clean foods. That's where it all starts. Unfortunately, some of these babies that have toxins in them right off the bat came and were transferred into the baby from the mother as they were growing in the womb. All right, so we'll talk about what we need to do again to clean this up, and we'll talk about some other factors with the chronic inflammation, and we'll do that after the break.